你在飞机某个网是外网，你在飞机 testing， 你在飞机 quarter。
K88EZF on statewide one.
Hey, you beat one.
88YKCKJO.
88Y?
Oh, that's better. Yeah, I was getting kind of staticky there. But yeah, all the pit winter brakes, this brake, that brake. I do remember the teacher in service days.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't really get those until high school, because that was until middle school. I was in parochial school, so. But yeah, you can definitely get other little brakes and stuff, but that's the big church thing that happened in Grand Lake.
I remember saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day. And then, oh, I can't think of the other thing. So, the Pledge of Allegiance and America the Beautiful or something like that. God, that's so long ago, I can't remember. I don't know because I remember.
I think I lost you there. Heard you say something about the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah, I think their school does it, but fortunately they just think that they go right into the school motto afterwards, so they think the Pledge of Allegiance includes the kid's school motto.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, everything has changed now. It's crazy. I mean, my kids made it through it just fine. My son graduated in 2010, my daughter graduated in 2015. A different school district, and well, as far as I know, they turned out okay.
Unfortunately, so did I lose you? Are you able to?
KCKJL.
Hey, you, Tom.
How is it, sir?
Yeah, I'm up here at Bay City, Midland area, heading down to Saginaw.
Okay, you're down in Saginaw, eh? Well, you don't waste any time getting around, do you?
Well, we had to finish up Midland, got that taken care of. You know, been fighting that battle for a couple of weeks with the right part, finally got the right part, and all it was a mount, a base, for a 360 camera. Finally got the base, and they got it up. We just got done doing it. So now we're heading down to Saginaw to replace the board. And then, who knows where we're going from there?
Some of that was a little hard for me to interpret. A little, must be in a tougher spot, or I'm in a tough spot, but,
are you on your mobile?
No, I am on my R7. It's struggling to get out a little bit.
Yeah, it seems like you're coming in and out, so I'm not sure where you are at in relation to where I'm at. So I'm literally right here by the Zilwaukee Bridge.
Yeah, I'm not sure if DMR is the right choice for right now. But figured I'd give it a shot, and so far it's not working too well. I think I do need to get the mobile going.
Yeah, you got that mobile in there. You got the Motorola, right? The 5550, or did you get the 4550?
Neither. I don't have a DMR mobile yet. I just got the APX 8500, and so I got to wait a little bit before I buy another mobile, because that one was expensive.
Well, you could probably pick up a 4550 for about $200, and a 5550 for about $350, something like that. But not too god-awful expensive.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do is, I think it's a 5550E. I don't know, it's one of those, and I've seen some pretty decent deals on them, but still, I just spent a lot of money on this this ATX, and then I spent another almost $600 on some other stuff for ARPSC. So it all adds up fast, and I have to cool the jets a little bit.
I feel you. Yeah, my last big radio purchase was the STM-150 that I got from Dakota and ATPF. And I bet that my other big purchase was the 5550 here on the mic that goes with it. Oh, a little bit of tidbit information. Your EIU is what, a former Grand Rapids unit?
Yeah, that's correct. I do believe it's from Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I just found out that I was watching a video last night on YouTube on the building of the Explorer PIUs. And, yeah, the guy that sold it to me was right. I have ballistic material in the front doors.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I heard you saying that yesterday, and somehow I'd have to assume it's probably in other places too, like the tailgate and whatnot. But yeah, the features you get on your car seem to be a little bit more than what came on my car. Yeah, the soundproof windshield, it looks like. And then, what else? You got like the interlock, you got all the inverters, you got a lot of the cool stuff that they worked out of mine.
Yeah, I think that I lucked out. Yeah, like a section of me says, oh, yeah, you have this in the doors, it's put in the doors. I'm like, really? No, that's pretty cool. Yeah, so. Now I told my buddies about it, and they're like, well, let's test that out. I'm like, no, I don't want to make any, I don't want to answer any more questions when, you know, a regular Leo looks at it and asks, you know, why is there holes in your doors? I'm like, don't ask.
It sounds like my coworkers and or friends, they find out something like that, and they want to test it out. It's like, no, you realize that's going to cause permanent damage, right? And then if it's not, if it doesn't work, then what?
Right. Shatter the glass. I'm like, well, but you said there was ballistic in there. Well, I thought there was. Oh, now I got a hole in my door. No, we're not doing that. I said I don't want to drive Swiss cheese.
Right. Yeah. Yep. it'll turn into Swiss cheese fast. I've back in my younger days, we had a scrap car somewhere along the lines at a buddy's house in the country that we were able to take a couple shots at, and yeah, those things tend to go right through like hot knife through butter. Little sheet metal doesn't seem to slow down a whole lot. So if it doesn't have the Kevlar in the doors, you'd probably wish it did.
100%. Yeah, it's, yeah, I had a friend in California that we used to go to the firing range, and they had a big one in the Apple Valley where you can bring it in, you can fire it. And, he took the tailgate off of his Nissan pickup truck, he blew a bunch of holes in it, and had to explain to the Leos out there when he got pulled over for something like what happened here.
Yeah, that's one more thing you don't need to explain. when you get pulled over in that, you'll have a lot to explain to begin with. But if you've got things like that going on, it gets a little bit more interesting. But, yeah. Well, that's cool, though, that you've got all those bells and whistles in there. I was watching a video the other day that made me jealous of that kind of stuff. K-E-8-W-U-O.
KTKTO. Yeah, the only way I'd really find out is if I, look down there with a flashlight, but I'm pretty confident that they're at least in the front, the two front door panels.
For sure. Well, I am just pulling up to work here. Signal might be getting a little iffy, but I'm going to run inside, and then once I'm back in my office, I'll jump back out on the radio.
Talk about perfect timing. I've got my next site, so I'm going to be inside for a bit. We've got to replace this board, and it takes a little bit of time. Well, I'll call out later when I get back on the road. I'll chat with you soon. 73. KCAKGO.
All righty. Have a good one, sir. 73 is KEAWUO. KF8FTS. Monitoring.
KCAKGO.
KE8RUH. What's going on, Tom?
Oh, on my way home from Bay City. That's where I was at, Bay City. Midland, Saginaw, the back up to Bay City. Got to stop and get fuel at Lake Nipissing, and then do my daily walk over in Lapeer, and then home.
You had a full day. I feel like every time I talk to you and you're driving all over, like I get nothing I've done compared to you.
Well, this one in Bay City was actually scheduled for tomorrow, but we got done at Saginaw early. So I called up the client and said, hey, mind if we come off today? We're 10 minutes out. She goes, sure. So went over there and took care of it.
That's awesome. That saves you a trip up there tomorrow. Good use of your time.
Yeah, but we'll see what tomorrow brings because there's a tech on the west side that said, hey, have you heard of this type of integration? I'm like, no. I said, you can't even integrate it with this panel. So I don't get it. So my coworker, I was telling him about it. He goes, well, tell him we'll take it tomorrow. He's thrown off on it. I'm like, yeah, sure. So I'm just waiting for him to call me back for us to tell him that we'll take it tomorrow. Go tackle it.
So it sounds like another long drive tomorrow. Nothing local for a Friday.
It's rare. I know last Friday I was, where did I go Friday? Friday I went from Grand Rapids to Holland to Saginaw. Saginaw was closed. Met up with KB8FWR at a Lowe's and helped them close the doors into a truck and then I went home.
Man, that is a lot.
Yeah, Monday, where did I go Monday? Monday I went back to Saginaw, got that taken care of, and then from there I drove down to Allegan, took care of that issue, and I drove home. Had another 2 hours of overtime.
Well, that's cool that you get paid overtime. That makes it far more stomachable, and I would imagine with the type of hours you work, you tend to cash in on that.
It pays the bills, I'll tell you that much. Allows me to afford my $7,000 toy.
What's that, the Explorer?
Yeah. I got a loan out for that. And I had to pay extra for what they call gap insurance, if I could get it. I'm like, sure, why not? So got that on there, and that's my toy.
Very cool. It is nice to have the toys and be able to afford them.
Yeah, I've been playing around with T-Roll a lot, too, and I'm like, oh, look at that, $4, I order this. And, oh, look at that, that's $5, order that. I got a Radtel 470X off of T-Roll for, $25. I'm like, this will work, a tri-bander, it's 2 meter 440 and 220, so plus it's got open receive bands, so I can listen to Marines when I'm down in Marine City, watching the freighters and stuff. So I'm like, this will work.
Yeah, it's always fun to find those radios super cheap on weird sites.
Well, yeah, the same as those little UV5R minis or whatever. That was a try, banter. Ah, there's the one. I'll be right back. KC, KJO.
Alright, I'll be standing by. KEARWH.
KC, KJO, I am back.
Solve world peace while you're gone?
Say that again, I need to drink down.
What was that?
Oh, I thought you said something else. No, I got done with Melissa.
Okay. Hey, I know we were chatting on Discord about that radio the other day. I might have another one if you're interested, and it would be,
Alright, is it another 7550?
Yep.
I lost you there, Anthony. Try again.
I said, yep, that's what I'm talking about, 7550.
Yeah, let me know.
I certainly will. I gotta test it out and make sure that it's in good working condition, and then I'll try to connect with you some point next week.
Yeah, you should have my number, so just hit me up on the phone or by VoIP or you know, either by the back phone or Discord. Don't matter to me.
You know what? I forgot I can get you on VoIP. I haven't. I have it, but I rarely ever use it. I should try using that a little bit more often than I do.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It sits up there. I sit by it, and every so often, you know, when I see a light lit up, I figure somebody's in a conference, so I'll jump in there real quick.
Yeah, most of the time, especially at this year, if I'm using it, it's on my cell phone with ground wire basement, and to avoid being in the basement at this time of year, because I should be on, not on a computer in the basement.
Yeah, I gotcha. It's here on Lady Boat Ride this Saturday. You know, in Port Huron, it's an hour and a half Blue Water Bridge up to the lighthouse, goes over to the big traders that are on the other side, go through the rapids. It's a pretty cool boat ride, nice and quiet. You know, it's pretty inexpensive, too. It's like $30 a person, so if we do that, you know, try to see if Wally and Marion want to join in. If not, then it'll probably just be me and Melissa. And then when we're done with the boat ride, then we'll go and eat dinner somewhere.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. It's always fun to do different stuff like that. It's just outside of the normal, so that's pretty cool.
Well, we like going to Marine City. We go to the Riviera restaurant, sit down, have a decent lunch or dinner, and then we go across the street, you know, down the street and across, and then there's a candy ice cream shop, so we'll stop by there, get candy and ice cream, and then we'll go sit on the park benches at the river and watch the freighters go by.
Very cool. Yeah, I haven't been up that way in a while. I spent quite a bit of time up there. I did jury duty on a federal jury in Port Huron, and I went to Port Huron every day for 6 weeks. Maybe it was seven, but when I would go to lunch, I'd go, there's a park or something right there in Port Huron, and I'd go sit and watch all the big ice chunks float by, and it was always fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, that's fun, too. All right, got to get gas. I'll be back again. Hey, Joe.
All right. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be in the car, so maybe I'll catch you. Maybe I won't. KEARUH.
All right, sounds good. Talk to him. KC,
KJ. KC, KJ, WV. WRO, WV. WV.
Where is everybody, Wally?
I'm not sure. They all have left us. They have left the room.
Well, I'm here. I got the, I don't know if you want it, but I got the Velcro for the back of your DTAC cut out in my car. So I think we're having a meeting on the 30th. So if you want it, I can give it to you there or then. I like it for sticking like an RTL SDR on the back of it, and maybe a
in the field hard drive or something like that. But they're kind of cool. What else is new and exciting with you, sir? K-E-A-W-U-O.
I have been defeated.
Well, that's no fun. I'm sorry to hear that. Is it anything that I can help with? I have a feeling that might mean you've already handed it off to someone else to try, but I'm always willing to assist where I can.
I was trying to get a program called Hytera Homebrew Bridge from my repeater to the bridge to a program called DMR Gateway, which is basically what's in every Pi Star in the world and every MMDM and the whole OLX. The core of it is a Swim Guy G4 KLX's code. I was trying to get it to work, so on my fancy dancy repeater here, I could have, and I think it's good to talk with, I figured that out. So anyways, I have to get that and go from there to go boom, boom, boom. So we can like do all sorts of talk groups and like to go to reflectors and we can do all sorts of things, but I can't get it to work. And I'll bet you I got 30 hours in it. Myself and AI. I did learn a lot about AI, and I did learn a lot about Linux, but it got the best of me.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that is, you know, it's like sometimes putting it on the shelf for a month and then picking it up, you know, a month later helps. You know, you have a fresh approach on it. A new approach is always a good thing, too. But then the AI models get better. And so when you try it again later, then potentially you might have better luck. But yeah, that is no fun. It's frustrating to feel like you've exhausted all options and still not have the result you were after. But it sounds like a worthy endeavor, and I probably need a lot more help than I could contribute. But I don't know. I might be able to take a look at it or provide a different avenue. But that is no fun. I have a hunch though, if you revisit it again in a week or so, I'll bet you can power through it, but I don't know if you have the time or the patience for that either, so there's that too.
Okay, you hear the echo. Hold on.
Let's
see if it goes the other way.
The one ending in 49, I think it was. Is there any way you can remove that DMR ID and then maybe then it would pass the client radios instead of always displaying its own? I don't know if it works like that, but it seems like maybe just removing the DMR ID.
I'll get back with you.
Okay. K-E-A-W-U-O. I'll be clear of the monitoring. Good luck.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
W-A-T.
K-C-A-K-J-O.
And W-A-T-E-R-U-H.
Patient out there, I thought you were returning your call. I must have missed it. Keep your vision keep clear and listening.
W-A-T-E-R-U-H.
K-E-8-W-O. This is NHCAF. You're sounding a little muffled there, John.
Did you hear that,
Cliff? Yeah, I can hear you, John, but you're muddy, quieter than usual, and a little dark.
Alright. I think you said I was a little fuzzier than usual, and then I think you said a little dark. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's like somebody took all the higher tones out of your voice, and, you know, that's what makes you sound kind of dark, and like I said, I'm a little, you know, muddy, too. Just, you know, not your usual clarity, but I'm used to hearing out of you.
Yeah, a little bit of that might be an issue with the bone conducting headphones not being seated properly, but I'm not sure. I'm hearing my ear pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say blame it on the ear, because I can understand you. It's just that, you know, your audio quality is different than what I just can hear.
Yeah, I can't have bad audio quality. You know, the expensive add-on, and for it to sound like trash, defeats the purpose. So I will have to look into this and figure out how I can get myself sounding a little better. Because I like to push the talk. I think I can get it to work. I just have to find the right headset. And I don't think these in-ear bone-conducting X5s are any good for hearing.
Tell you what. I can give you an idea of what it is, what how you sound like, what you're going to process, because I can record the audio on my phone and ship you a copy on Discord. How does that sound?